are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for us to get into our first conversation for this morning. We're going to be speaking with Pastor Clever Shaile. We're speaking about faith in action, all right? And we're speaking about this in the context of manhood. So when you look at it, even the strongest of men face moments of doubt, right? Whether it's doubt in their decisions, doubt in their path, their purpose, their faith, there's so many doubts that can cloud a man's mind on his journey in manhood, right? But what if those moments of uncertainty could be stepping stones to a deeper and more resilient trust in God? What if? Just what if? Faith isn't about having all the answers. It's about holding on, even in the face of the unknown at the end of the day, right? So we want to explore exactly how men can confront doubt head on, how they can fortify their beliefs, and how they can lead with faith in every single aspect of their lives. This is very interesting, I think, because when, first of all, faith by definition, we're talking about, not knowing what is up ahead and just believing God, that there is a God out there. So how exactly do you confront doubt? Can doubt and faith coexist is a question I've often had. But anyway, Pastor Shaile is going to be answering some of our questions with regards to this, and he joins us on the line now. Pastor Shaile, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you too.
Thank you so much. Now, Pastor, we're talking about faith in action, especially as it pertains to young men. Now, I guess my first question then would be, what are some of the biggest doubts that you have faced? So we're going personal now. And how did you manage navigate through them with faith? Please, just if you can share one of your own experiences with us.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. One of the biggest doubts that I've ever faced is when I used to think of how I was going to manage or how to make it in life, more especially with my school, because the issue is I grew up as a double orphan. My parents, passed away before I even reached the age of 10.
Oh, man.
And so life was really not good. And so I grew up with doubts, like I could question myself, will I make it in life? Will things be possible for me without parents and all those things? So, there was a lot of doubt. You know, my mind was clouded and my future was blurred. There was no positivity in anything that I could do. But when I came to learn about faith, I realized that, in fact, according to Hebrews, the first time when I read Hebrews chapter 11, that was, I think, when I was in grade seven, somewhere there. Now, Hebrews tells us to say faith is a substance, right?
Mm.
A substance of something that you can't see,
yeah.
A reality in anticipation. So, I just believed. I started believing in myself and believing that things are doable even without parents. Even amidst doubt, I still had to develop a positive attitude, a positive face that I was going to make it. And through doubt, let me say that faith worked. And the faith indeed is a powerful tool.
Amen.
That has really helped me to even reach up to this far. It's only by faith.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing a personal story like that. I think that's so encouraging to know that, first of all, knowing that you managed to make it and that God was faithful to you and, that the faith actually did pay off in the end. But also, sometimes I think people look at your title and they'll see pastor and they think, this one has never struggled with doubt. This one has never had problems in his life. You know, he's a pastor, God's favorite. So what would he know about any of these? And so people sometimes struggle to identify with men of faith because it feels like, no, you guys wouldn't understand what the rest of us go through because you guys are God's favorites.
That's true. You are right.
Yeah.
You are right.
It's so encouraging to hear that you've had your own struggles as well, and to hear that you're actually experiencing the victory that comes with believing in God. Now, how exactly can men find support systems that encourage spiritual growth during tough times? From what I have observed, men seem to want to do everything on their own. I don't know if that's what you all want to do, or if that's just the way society has made you, but how exactly can men find support systems?
All right. Thank you so much. Well, sometimes let me begin by saying societies really sometimes contribute to how we experience things and how we tend to look at things in a very large context.
Yes.
I will again give a very practical example of what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
As an orphan struggling there in the village, one of the contributing factors that really made me to see life in the angle of doubt and my life to seem as if it was nothing.
Mm.
It was the words that I could get from my uncle and my auntie, those people who kept me.
Mm.
I could be told, you will be nothing. Mm. These are the words that I received.
Hey.
You are not going anywhere. Even if you are in school, we understand that it's a free education when you're in your primary section, but now we'll see who will be able to sponsor for you in your upper grades and up to the university. So, all those things were really contributing to how I perceived life. But then the strong support system that I really anchored on was believing that God exists.
Mm.
And I can assure you and everybody who may be listening to say the strongest support system ever that man may find in this world is God. Even when other people see nothing in you, or maybe, life seems to be unfavorable, mm-hmm. things seem not to be moving, amidst all those things, you can still find support in God who works out things. All things are possible.
Amen.
And all things work together for good, more especially to those that love the Lord and accord to his purposes.
Mm.
And so, in as much as we may be facing all these things, circumstances that contribute to our doubts, but the strongest thing is believing that God exists and that God works out things at his own appointed time. Of course, even when we read in the Bible and also the spirit of prophets, Ellen White also says, God has not really made us, he has not removed doubt in us.
Mm-hmm.
We can doubt at some point. We can still doubt, and God has given us the free will to doubt him and to doubt his existence and to doubt if things can work. But then amidst that, we also need to hold on to him because he is our support system. He is our strength. He is our pillar. And so above all, or maybe let me say to sum it all, I can say my strongest support system ever has been God, and I still lean upon him, leaning upon his everlasting arms. Mm. And this is the surety that we find that when we are in doubt, when we think as if nothing can work out, even when we don't understand life at all, at least let us be rest assured that there is somebody who is able to support us, even when we doubt him, even when we doubt things, and that is God. Even when society cannot make sense and, people can contribute to how we perceive life, but God is there to support us. Even when others may doubt, people may doubt you, you may even doubt yourself, you may not believe in yourself, you may not believe in God, but still, God is there. That's the strongest support that I can highlight in these few words.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. And so the fact that we all experience doubt, and like you're saying, God has given us that free will to doubt if that's the way we decide to go. What role would you say prayer plays? That's a tongue twister there. What role does prayer play in overcoming moments of doubt?
Wow, great. Prayer really plays a significant role in dealing with doubt.
Mm-hmm.
When in moments of doubt, you need to pray. Everybody needs to pray. Even when we do not doubt, we need to pray. Now, prayer, as Ellen White defines it, mm-hmm. is just a communication, talking to God, okay, as we talk to our friends. You open up to God as a friend,
mm-hmm.
meaning amidst all those things that are unclear, uncertainties, circumstances that really put some doubts, the only thing is we need to pray. No, when you pray, prayer opens the road. It's more like you're in a traffic and then there's that congestion.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pray, prayer removes the congestion, those things that have made the road to be too congested. Prayer makes a way.
Mm.
So when you pray, you are simply breaking the protocols, you are breaking the barriers that hinder you from seeing clearly. So prayer clears the way. Prayer also opens our minds as well as our eyes. When you pray, there is that possibility of you seeing even that which no man can see.
Mm.
Because prayer draws you closer to God. It does not bring God closer to you, but it elevates you closer to God. So you understand by and by when you pray.
Mm.
Again, prayer makes you to be anchored to God. You will not lose sight, you will not lose faith, even when circumstances really demand that you lose faith and you must develop doubt. But prayer will keep you in good shape. Prayer is, I'll give an example. Prayer is more like a physical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to maintain their shape, their body shape, their appearance and whatsoever, mm-hmm. we are advised always to exercise.
Mm.
So when one prays, they keep their spiritual lives in shape. They are developing the attitude, even when things, the positive attitudes, even when things seem not to be so certain and things seem to be not to be so clear.
Mm.
So prayer helps a person to develop the positive attitude even when there is darkness. Because, when you pray, that which God speaks to you in light, even if there is darkness, you will still keep holding to that thing through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer connects us to God. And prayer is a very powerful weapon that we can use against doubt. When one is in doubt, let such a one pray. And because when we pray, God is able to communicate to us. God is able to open up our minds so that we can understand properly and that we can also emerge victorious because our Creator is a victor.
Amen. Amen. Powerful words there. Now the thing is, when we entertain doubt, even if we're not trying to entertain doubt, sometimes we just have questions, and those questions could lead to doubt. They could lead to more questions. How do men actually strike a balance between questioning their faith and strengthening it? How do you strike that healthy balance where I don't want my questions to lead me to doubt, but I do have questions. And I believe even the Lord said, let's reason together. So I think he's open to that dialogue. How do we strike that balance?
All right. Thank you so much. You've stated it right. The Lord calls men and women to reason with him.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like I said earlier on, the issue of doubt, God has not removed it. And the reality of the matter is that we will have questions that are not going to be answered, not until Jesus Christ comes the second time. So we live in a world full of questions that have no answers as per se. So now, when we are in that situation, the only thing or the only thing that we can do is to remain faithful to what we believe. The faith that we receive at first is the faith that must keep us going. And upon that, we must keep on increasing in faith. How do we increase in faith? That is by studying the Word of God. Mm. When you have unanswered questions, the Bible is clear. You need to study the Word of God and you need to pray. In moments where you can't really get it right, you have questions that are unanswered. I mean, so some questions, let me say, certain questions cannot be answered by mere human mm-hmm. beings, man made of flesh and blood. Questions that are critical, questions that really disturb us, questions that make us to even doubt can only be addressed or answered by God. And you see, God has given us the Bible, His Word. He has given us His revelation that even amidst doubt, we can still understand Him. Even amidst questions that are unanswered, that cannot be answered by human beings, God can still clear those questions. So the only balance that we can strike here is that we are supposed to be students and lovers of the Word. And the other thing is, we as Christians, we as people who have faith, must by all means shun away from questions that really increase our doubt. Because if we keep on asking questions, and nobody can answer them, yeah, we can still have doubt, and at the end of it, or we can even begin doubting. We can become atheists. We can even say there's no God. I mean, all things just evolved, and you know, they revolve on their own without any supernatural being. We can reach up to that extent, yeah. But when we have doubt and we have all those things, I think the best thing is to study the Word and to just believe that there is a God who controls everything and that there is a God who is our support system. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. As we wrap up, Pastor, what biblical examples inspire you when you're wrestling with uncertainty?
Well, when I'm wrestling with uncertainties, first of all, I would say, I really love Psalms chapter 23. Mm, mm. Psalms 23, more especially on verse 4, the Bible says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, this is David, the man of God. So he says in Psalms 23 that even though I walk through the darkest valley, meaning here we can say, even though I walk through the darkest moments of doubt, I will fear nothing. Now, here's a man who faced a lot of issues, a lot of circumstances, but you know, through it all, God was faithful, and that's why he exclaimed when praising God, to say, the Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want, you know, I shall not want. And even if anything comes about, even if I'm in doubt, even if I'm in any situation, I will fear no evil. Meaning, this is the man who has put God as his pillar. He has put God at the center of his life. He trusts in him, even amidst doubt, even when he faces uncertainties, you know, he still trusts him because he knows, he's sure, he knows that the rod and the staff will certainly comfort him. Now, David is one of the biblical characters who really inspires me when it comes to facing some uncertainties. And again, the other one I'll cite is Moses. Yes, Moses, who has been called by God to go and rescue the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land, Canaan.
Yeah.
And then Moses is not sure of how he will be considered by Pharaoh in Egypt. And then he questions God, but look, you know, I killed and I ran away from that place. So how am I going to face those people? So Moses was dealing with uncertainty. He had doubts to say, will even somebody believe in me? And not only did he ask God about that, he also said, look, I'm a man who does not speak well. I'm not fluent in speaking. Mm-hmm. I stammer. So how am I going to convince people? God says, I will give you power. You know, it is me who is sending you. So Moses is really a biblical character that I can cite who also inspires me in terms of dealing with uncertainties, because he heard from the word of God. He was sent and he believed. Then he went and God worked miracles on his behalf. And so when we just trust God and we put God first in our lives, we will be victorious in all the doubts. I want to also re-echo the words that I said. We are living in a world full of doubts, and God has not exempted us, even Christians, from doubting. We can doubt. But the only sure thing that we can really hold onto is believing that God is present and that we can still overcome doubt and uncertainties when we just hold on unto him, like Moses did, like David did, and like, you know, different Bible characters, many, we can mention a lot.
Yeah.
Those that dealt with unbelief, with uncertainties, but then things worked out to their positive sides because they did not allow doubt to consume them. Let us not allow doubt to kill us. Let us not allow doubt to cast a dark moment, or rather a dark shade on God. But in moments of doubt, let us make sure that we cast a positive vision on God, because we do not do this alone, but God is with us and he has promised to be with us.
Powerful, powerful. My pastor, thank you so much for coming through and sharing such beautiful insights and those examples that you've just given. It's always encouraging to hear of men of faith, not just who are walking with us on this earth today, but even Bible heroes who had their own struggles. I think it's very encouraging to know that they were human, just like all of us are, and that faith, that they were able to have questions and God can answer every single question. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful encouragement to everyone out there who's going through any kind of doubts. If there are any young men out there who would like to engage with us on the subject, please feel free to do that on +27 7347 03520. My pastor, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you so much, my leader. Work well and be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.